This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I jinxed us on Tuesday. I called it the windiest day ever of the year. And
oh no!
Yeah, I did it. You would have told me to. You would have told me not to say it. Don't say it. So it's actually windier today. Thank you very much. So yeah, it's it's been crazy, unbelievable. So if the wind is a little a bit much, you just let me know. I was just a tad late here because some folks just came up. With about 20 seconds to air, and said, "I stand for the flag." Father and his son from down near Wheaton, Minnesota, farm about 100 miles south of here, and big listeners to AM 1100, The Flag, and wanted a hat, so it's kind of cool. The hats have been so fun; they really have been a blast. So it's been neat to hand folks those wonderful hats, and they're good hats too. So here's the scoop: we are at Big Iron, which is, of course, on the West Fargo Fairgrounds. For folks that haven't been here, I always assume people know where this is. Kind of like Utah in the K-Fire Agri Show. You just assume people know it's at the Bismarck Event Center, right? But some people are new and whatever. So if you don't know, it's Big Iron's a big deal. It's been around a long time, and people come from all around the world, literally. In fact, where's the guy from Ethiopia? Remember we had the guy from Ethiopia come by here? Came here late in the show yesterday. An Ethiopian farmer, Todd. I know it sounds like a Jimmy Kimmel punchline. An Ethiopian farmer was here yesterday. I met him, and he was all revved up about Big Iron. So I'm not kidding you. They come from everywhere, and so he was going to stop back by. So it's worth coming. There's a lot going on. So once you get to Big Iron, it's sort of like the first time you get to Disneyland. You know, if you're into ag, you really kind of go, wow, I want to go everywhere. I want to go there. I want to go here. I want to go. So I would just say to you something my mom would always say to me, focus. Now, Scotty, focus. So you want to focus on the southeast corner of Big Iron. Last entrance as you enter right along from Bonanzaville off of the main drag, which here is called Main 10. You know, you come right along Big Iron, and as you come south from Big Iron, you're going to find some parking lots full of cars, and you park there, and then you come back in, and the closest entrance is right where we are. You'll see the Challenger 1000 series right in front of me, the Massey Ferguson, the what other products here are there's a bunch of AGCO products here, so just trust me on this. The sprayers, and you know, so there's a lot to see, a lot to take in. And if you say, "I stand for the flag," we've allowed some people to say, "I'm no Colin Kaepernick," Todd. We do make exceptions like that. "I stand for the flag," then we'll give you a free hat. So that's the plan for today. You're on now. What's on your mind? Beautiful day other than the wind. Beautiful, beautiful day. I think it's like 70-some. It's not bad. Busy show. Bob Wefeld will be here a little later on in the program to talk about leading efforts to stop Measure 3, vote no on Measure 3. And I've already forgotten the song that Phil Parker said I should ask him to sing before we do anything. What would that song be, Todd? It's a Navy song. It's not on Navy. Do you know, Todd? Did Todd go away?
I'm listening to a few calls that came in.
Oh, we have calls coming in already. Boy, that's kind of fun. It's 6 minutes into the show and they're calling us. 4 minutes into the show and they're calling us. Sorry, Todd has the ball.
Well, I don't know that you want to, you know, some of them are not.
Yeah, you need to screen up.
You're the home of fake news, isn't it? You, well, Shannon, especially you are fake news.
You know, that guy.
Can you play his last call? Because I forgot that the other day. When I say he, we don't know who he is, but he, this gentleman calls once in a while.
I'm sure he's got a name, but I don't think any of us have ever heard it.
But he really, he was, you know, I don't care. Again, I said yesterday, if people disagree, that's fine. It's fine. Bring it on. Do you have that call from him, Todd, the last one?
Give me a sec.
Tell me when he... Anyway, so come see us at Big Iron. We got to thank our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be here at all. And that includes, of course, Butler Ag. We're really appreciative of you know, being able to partner with Butler at Big Iron. But also the folks from Intelligent Ag. We talked to them yesterday. Joel Hyman. EyeSight RP Services. That's you know, some incredible efforts with unmanned aerial vehicles, aircraft, and Tom Kenville talked about how they can use that. Roger Ryerson was here from the Ant Farm. The Farm Bureau folks were here. We talked to Plains Ag yesterday. We had Roger Gelstead on. Not Roger, Ryan Gelstead on yesterday. Haugen Sales and Leasing, talked to them. D-Bar-P Bumpers, we talked to the folks from Pipers. We had Steve Link and Jim Sabi were here yesterday, so great to see all those good folks, and we'll be meeting some new folks today, too, and look forward to chatting with them a little bit. Besides Bob Weefald, Grover Norquist, President of Americans for Tax Reform. You see that yesterday about medium income? In other words, kind of the average income up, big, nice jump again. Two reasons for that, Donald, and the second one was Trump. Tax cut. Find out who voted for it and who voted against it. Ask the folks that voted against it. So like this this growth in the economy, so like the jobs number, so like the median income, so like the bonuses that came back, like you voted against that, huh? You were, okay, good. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you later. No time to talk now. Folks from Butler are going to be here in a little bit. Scott Nelson from Tarp Pros. The mud pumper mud jackers will be here, so much to do. Getting a ton of calls about the trip to Washington, D.C. That's honestly going to sell out probably here in the next 10 days, so don't mess around there. That's going to go quick. We're just inundated with folks that are doing that. It's Washington, D.C. with my wife Maria and I. We're doing that this year instead of New York, December 4 through December 8. December 4 through December 8. And when we arrive in Washington, D.C., we all get to know each other. It's not just, you know, so we fly with you. There's flights from Bismarck and Fargo. We fly with you. We get to know you. We land there. We go on a boat tour, like a luxury cruiser around the Potomac. So you get a bearing of okay, Washington Monument there. There's Lincoln Memorial. And then we see all the sites. I'm honestly most excited for the Holocaust Museum. It's hard to get excited about something like that, but I've never been there. I want to do that really bad. And the second thing I'm excited for is the Bible Museum. Brand new. And it isn't a preachy thing. It's just a history thing. It, you know, just walks you through all the steps. The Hobby Lobby guy did it, and it's so cool. Congressman Kramer was telling me about it. He and his wife Chris loved it, and they met actually Steve Green. Is it the guy that started Hobby Lobby? I think it is. So anyway, pretty cool. But we'll do a lot of other things as well. Great meals, and we'll just make new friends. I mean, that's what we're going to do. If you would like to go, December 4th through the 8th, Bismarck or Fargo flights to Washington, D.C., just do this. You need to email me, okay? You can text me as well, or email me, and then we'll get you the information. We'll get you the brochure and tell you about the costs and everything else. It's just under $4,000 a couple with everything included, price-wise. But it's, you know, good hotel and great coach when we're there and all of that. Just email me, Scott H., at flagfamily.com, or text me at 701-367-2054. That's the best way to assure you'll get the brochure and get on the list. If you try things, you know, like calling and other stuff, it's just too hard to manage it all because we're getting a lot. Also, Norway, June 14th through 29th, just put Norway in the memo or D.C. in the memo. That's all you need to do in your name and contact information, and we'll get back to you. But next year, June 14th through 29th. Todd, did you find our friend?
Oh, yeah. You ready?
Okay, yeah, lay it on me.
Okay, your buddy.
Yeah, fake news. I got a little question for you. When you're interviewing people, why just ask questions. Don't give your political points of view. You sound stupid. Of course, I know you're not very good anyway. You're not very smart because you're fake. one wounded knee. We got a wounded knee situation. And then you got, oh, when they coal, dig for coal, oh, they put it back just as good, if not better than what it was. You get about 30%. Why would you admit it that you're wrong? When there's no wounded knee. Who got shot? Who got killed? You know, I mean, you've got to be the dumbest guy I've ever heard. Be a little more truthful. Don't give your political view when you're just interviewing a guy. Just ask the questions and then shut up.
So, Todd, could you implement that policy now and just tell me not to give my opinion as a talk show host who gives opinions? That might be a little tough, but we cater to our listeners. So if anybody agrees with this fella, if you think he's right, please let us know by text to Todd, 226-8503, to me, 367-2054, or call us. We'll explain the wounded knee reference, too, because he's been calling since the Apple protest. He was, of course, one of the protesters. I'm sure that surprises the audience. Back at Big Iron after this. Todd, what's on your mind?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Haugen Sales invites you to Big Iron in West Fargo Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Talk to Mike about the Supreme Quinagra Vertical Mixer, your best choice for optimum beef and dairy cow nutrition. Sizes to match every ranch, feedlot, or dairy farm. Haugen's for new and used Supreme Vertical Mixer, as well as Meyer feeder boxes and spreaders. In-house financing OAC available. Call Mike at 730-1895. Supreme, built for the long run. Feed your cattle right, and they'll pay you back.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Big Iron, where it's windy. Texture says, Scott, why don't they have these things like Big Iron Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Then I could go on Saturday. Same with the feeds in Watford. Always miss those things. I don't know. I mean, growers this time of year are kind of at a point where they can take a break from harvest. Not always, but sometimes, and come in. So I think that's why they do it now. And I don't know. I mean, there is no Saturday or Sunday for farmers and ranchers, right? They go 7 days a week, so I think they're just picking a time and doing it. I'm not sure, but we could always do things a little better, like call, you know, hats, caps, because we have somebody a little... In fact, if you stop by and see us at Big Iron and you tell us, I stand for the flag, we give you a hat. Nice flag, hat. I think it's a hat, isn't it, Todd?
A what?
Oh, it's not a hat?
Scott, you know, I got schooled on that one yesterday afternoon on my K-Fire show. It is, in fact, a baseball cap.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're getting a lot of flack for that. So I guess it's pick on Scott Day today.
If that's what's on your mind, then go for it.
Thank you. If you want to pick on Scott, that's fine. It's the name of the show. What's on your mind?
Exactly.
Want to pick on Scott? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. I know it's a cap, right? But I just automatically say hat. What's the difference again between a hat and a cap? Hat is a
baseball player.
Cowboys.
Hat. Cowboys wear a hat. Baseball players wear a cap.
Okay, free baseball. I'm sorry, free flag cap. There, I said it. If you say we stand for the flag. Give me the buzzer. CJ's here, so we better chat with him from DACDiesel.com. I thought I might see you here because everybody's asking about you, you know, best diesel mechanic on the planet and all. So, probably too many things to do in the shop. Tell us about what you're doing today.
Just getting a 5.9 Cummins put together. Got to drop that in here today. So drop it in a Dodge. Just doing a full overhaul. So you rarely see a breakdown on a, you know, something that happened at the factory. You know, something that, you know, went 100,000, but it was a defect basically from the factory. But that's what happened with this one. So we did a full overhaul on it, balanced the rotating assembly on it, put different pistons in, high performance stuff in it, just to make it last. And all about dependability, you know, that's what we focus on down here is dependability. You know, if you don't have dependability, it's one of those things most people could care less about performance. You know, they want to make sure that they can get down the road, get from point A to point B before, you know, they focus on performance. And that's what we do down here, so.
And you're doing well. Call them up, folks.
I see you guys at Big Iron.
There you go. Then you can come hang out at Big Iron. You hire some more folks at DACDiesel.com or call them 701-258-5011 if you want it done right. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate you.
Yep. You too, Scott. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Texter says, wowza. W-O-W-Z-A. Wowza, that call was a tad bit harsh. Is he the same one that calls in with such mean comments? Why does he listen? I think it's because he's obsessed of settling the score that I said the Dakota Access Pipeline protest was going to be another wounded knee. Only problem is, I didn't say that. Law enforcement said they were seeing signs that said this could be another wounded knee, and I repeated it. But he's fake news now, I guess, so he kind of missed that. But that was the whole wounded knee, Reverend. He says it every time he calls you.
Wounded knee.
This kind of stuff. So back to the phones in a moment. Mike and Hayes and Karen and Fargo waiting to chat. Before we do that, we have Nate Gee on here. And Nate is from Butler, and he's going to tell us a little bit about their inventory on used combines, which could save you a lot of moolah. Nate, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Nice to see you.
Definitely. Third day of Big Iron here.
Yeah, Scott, are you ready to be done, or would you like to go all week?
It's a little wind blowing.
Yeah, no, it's really, I mean, you really, about by the end of the day, feel like you've been outside for a week.
Yep.
It's something. The wind is just going. So what do you guys have in the way of used combines? How do you guys do it at Butler?
We got a pretty good inventory on used Lexions, especially our shop. Generally, we get them in. We do 200-point inspections on them, make sure they're good to go for the next customer. Field ready is generally the term we use. They come in, we do the inspections, and then right now we got promos going on certain machines. They qualify. You get a free $10,000 parts box. So generally any part you're going to use in the middle of a harvest, you're going to have on hand. It comes with a box, and you bolt it to your service rig or whatever you want to do. And
don't laugh, but I didn't know there was a parts box on a combine. They put a parts box on a combine?
Not on the combine. You can put it. That box is sitting right there. It's a big box. It goes right on your service truck, and you fill it with
so
parts.
You put that in the truck. Okay,
yep.
Good. I wasn't dumb.
Or your
thank
shop,
you.
Whatever
yeah.
works.
I'm saved, yeah. Oh, is that? That's pretty sharp.
Yep, that's the cloth green.
I thought it was Sioux Green, but anyway, yeah, that's another story. If it was Sioux Green, none of those bison farmers would, ranchers would buy it.
Yeah,
would they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, darn it anyway. That's awesome. So a good time to buy because you're going to get that $10,000 bonus.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yep. That's a nice deal on that. And, you know, range of prices would be like what to what? What in models?
All years? The way 2002 all the way up to, you know, 2013, 2014 late models, 52 grand on the bottom end, 240, 250 on the top.
But when I'm buying that, I'm buying, even though it's a late model, what, you know, from a mechanical standpoint, is like a new combine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be brand new, but it's going to be functional just like new. It's going to go to the field and work.
Neat. Stop and see Nate Gee on here at Big Iron to tell you more about how you save a bunch. If you're in need of some new iron, that's the way to do it in these tough times.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it.
No problem.
You bet. That's awesome. Nate Gion from Butler here at Butler Ag. Okay, who's next here? We have a marijuana call. We're going to talk about that today with Bob Weefald and Mike in Hazen. Mike in Hazen, what's on your mind?
Well, if I could, I'd like to read something to you. I'm quoting this. It says, the U.S. economy is booming. Unemployment is below 4%, and corporations are racking up billions in profit. Yet, while incomes at the top are soaring, a new Pew Research Center analysis finds that the average American wage, adjusted for inflation, has the same purchasing power as it did in 1978. This year, workers are getting average raises of only 2.7%. below the 2.9% of inflation. Okay, so you, every day, you distort this and you claim that the Republicans are just wonderful for the working class. All the data refutes what you say, and if you check the data, you find out that all the tax break money went to the very top people, the top 10%, the top 1%. And this is typical. The last caller said, all you do is distort things in favor of the Republican Party, the right wing, Kevin Cramer, Donald Trump. Yet all the research, the real data, shows you're lying. Yet you do it day after day. How do you explain that?
Because what you just said is not accurate. It's spin, it's twisted numbers, and it's, you know. Mike, listen a sec. I'm going to agree with you on some of those stats. They're not where they need to be. Wages have not kept up. There's no doubt about it. But if you want to say, you want to listen to me and say, I agree with you on that point, you're going to have to give Barack Obama 8 years of the blame and Donald Trump 2 years of the blame. And that's what you don't ever do. But you did just get a commercial for free on What's on Your Mind, and for that, you want to say, thank you. More from Big Iron coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How does endless pools sound? They're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now, waiting for you. Vince Webker is here. Vince, what's the deal with these endless pools?
Well, endless pools are a great fitness machine. And when you said, how does endless pools sound, it sounds to me like you want to improve your well-being, your wellness, and your health. I talked to a customer today. He's bought several products from me, just bought an endless pool. I said, that'll be the best thing you ever did for yourself. I have a couple customers right now that have lost over 75 and 100 pounds this year alone just from working out in water.
Inside, outside, where do you put them?
Inside would be ideal where we live because we really want you to use it 365 days a year. You can use it outside 365 days a year, but I know how you and I are. When it's 10 below, it's hard to get out of the comfort of the warmth and to go outside and use it. But you can use it outdoors in the winter.
You tell them Scott sent you, and you will save big time on endless pools at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. parts of the Carolinas are now gearing up for as much as 40 inches of rain from Hurricane Florence, which is expected to make landfall somewhere near the North and South Carolina border late today or early tomorrow. It has now been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, but South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says it doesn't mean you should let your guard down if you're in its path.
It could pick back up, and as we have been predicting, this hurricane is unpredictable. It seems to change a little bit here and there. It's making predictions very difficult.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote today to send Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination onto the full Senate, though Democrats on the committee are expected to request a one-week delay, which will likely be granted under committee rules. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
We're live at Big Iron, Butler Ag, our partner, finest southeast corner of the grounds here at Big Iron, and tell us you stand for the flag and get a free cap. Free cap, free flag cap. You stand for the flag, we give you a flag cap. Or Todd, is it?
Or what?
A cap free, or,
neither one of us got it right.
By the way, it's neither a hat nor a cap. In the military, it's called cover. Just thought I'd help you out.
We'll get it right at some point here, and hopefully the show ends soon so I don't have to worry about it anymore. But come see us at Big Iron, and we'll figure it out. 1908, think about that. Can you imagine, boom, today, this day in 1908, what was happening? Well, for one, the folks at H.A. Thompson were hitting the streets and helping build Bismarck Mandan the way they have. And now they help build the state and businesses as well. Find out more about their link service. It's a money saver. Every day, business folks came up to me and said, thank you. I heard you talking about it. It was budget time, and we're with them now, and 600-plus buildings that they're maintaining, all the mechanical. HATandSons.com or call 701-223-3393. Brad Tickeson is a name you've heard before in this program. Brad is North Dakota's executive director of the state FSA, Farm Service Agency, and some folks may remember there's been a number of calls to the program about a particular concern with an individual in the Mandan office, and a lot of concern. And Congressman Kramer and others have, Senator Hoeven have called on Brad to act swiftly to address this. There's been some meetings, but he's never really had a chance to have his voice be heard. We saw him at the forum on Tuesday and asked him to stop by, and we're glad he did. Hi, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Scott.
Thanks. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Glad to be here.
So what can you tell us about this whole deal?
Well, you know, like anything, we have some personnel issues. But on the same token, I just want to tell the listeners that we are working on the issue. I mean, if anything with that happens, we have to have time. We have to have a plan that's in place, and that we got to exercise this plan and discover some deficiencies we have. And then the other thing we have to recognize is that in this ag sector, that we're going to have some angst out there, that producers are going to be up against the wall planning for 2019, and we're coming out of a drought out of 17 in that neck of the woods, to where times were a little tough, you know, hay shortages and crops were a little on the short side, and these commodity prices aren't helping anything. So producers are, you know, pinned against the wall in some cases, and some of those times you run into things that don't fit right, and people get a lot of anxiety over that.
But you can tell us that it is being, I mean, this is being addressed. It's just a matter of it's going to take time.
Without a doubt, we're briefing the Congressman Kramer and both senators on our plan at FSA. It's not something that we're sweeping under the rug and hoping it goes away. We know that there's an issue and that we want to make sure that producers are treated with the customer service and that we address the issues and try to work out a solution.
One thing I'm hearing, ironically, from Washington is that it's not happening fast enough in North Dakota. So what would you say to the fact that it's not happening fast enough?
Well, you know, any time you have a government agency or anything that deals with personnel, I think you have to let time make an attrition to it. I mean, we got through the renewal cycle of 2018, but we know that 2019 is looms right around the corner, that people will be, you know, coming in and asking for financing assistance in the 2019, and we'll try to be a little bit more proactive and a little bit more heads on those issues as they present themselves.
Is this just a Morton County issue?
You know, it's really kind of isolated a little bit, but on the same token, I think a lot of it has to do with just the ag sector in general, that we have a case of we have depressed commodity prices. You know, you've talked about the tariff thing. I mean, we're having meetings constantly. We're implementing a new program that's try to offset those tariffs and those type of things. Morton County, for whatever reason, it's rised up, but it's not immune just to Morton County. We have depressed or, you know, tough times across the whole state.
Appreciate you stopping by.
You bet.
You stay in touch and let us know if we can pass on anything.
Will do, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. Brad Tickerson from the Farm Service Agency leads North Dakota's efforts. We're live at Big Iron. Such a juggernaut of economic activity here. It's unbelievable. Yet, obviously, the farm economy is a little bit depressed right now for all the things that Brad was just talking about. Things are down a little bit. So now it's a good time for a boost. And we've received a boost in the largest tax cut in history. And the ripple effects don't really get reported. The positives don't really get reported. And that's why we love our friend Grover Norquist, the founder, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, that has worked on issues like this for decades. Grover, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing well. It's good to be with you on the radio. I'm
always
in D.C. Come visit your money sometime.
Yeah, we might. Yeah, I every once in a while I have to go there, but I cry a lot, so it's just better to stay home and, you know, not be there. This thing has worked, hasn't it? It's the great untold story about how well this has worked, right?
It has. The tax cut was both tax reform and a tax reduction. So to a certain extent, some of the reason some people get confused is it a tax cut? Is it tax? It was both. Our corporate income tax, our business tax, was 35%. So if a business earned net a dollar, the government took 35% of that. In communist China, their tax on businesses is 25%. So we were out trying to compete with China, and their government takes 25 cents of profits, and ours is taking 35, and we wonder why we have a hard time sometimes competing. The Germans, 25%. European average, under 25%. We brought ours with Trump's leadership down to 21. He wants to go to 15. I agree with President Trump and the Republicans. We ought to get to 15 as soon as we can. But right now, 21 is on the way to 15. Ireland is 12.5. Ireland has had this incredible turnaround because a while ago, years ago, they shifted to a 12.5% corporate rate. The rest of Europe complained terribly and said it's very unfair. Well, you can do that yourself, you know. I mean, Europeans don't have to have a 20-plus% rate. But in the United States, we took our rate down to 21, and we saw hundreds of billions of dollars of American earnings flow back to the United States. We no longer double tax money that's earned overseas when it comes back to the United States. And people making decisions. I had a German legislator come and give a presentation at our group, Americans for Tax Reform, and he said, in the old days, we could go to anybody in, you know, the United Arab Emirates and say, you have money, you should invest it with us. We have lower taxes than the Americans. Now what are we supposed to say? That because they have all these taxes and on energy, and they require sort of the a lot of money into the make-believe energy, the subsidized energy industry, their energy prices are twice ours. So in manufacturing, their energy prices are higher, and now their income tax, their corporate income tax, is higher. That's why money's pouring into the United States, investing in the United States, stock market's up by a third, jobs are being created, and we were told, if you remember, by all the beautiful people, and the President of the United States, who's now trying to take credit for the Republican success, saying, oh, yeah, yeah, I did that. The thing that didn't happen, he did it. He grew it, the country grew at 2% a year when President Obama was president. When Reagan was president, it was 4% a year, 2% with Obama. We just got up to 4% in the last quarter, but we've been steady at over 3 moving forward. It is a big, big deal. Jobs and wages are starting to increase as well. Plus, as you know, when you get a tax cut, that's a pay increase. More take-home pay because the government, you don't even get a bigger check to do this. You don't have to get a bigger check from your employer. It's just the government takes less of it before it gets handed to you. So 90% of Americans got a pay increase the day the tax cut passed.
Let me play CNBC or MSNBC, sure. and CNN and ironically a caller from Hazen, North Dakota. You ever been there? I know you've been to North Dakota, but have you been to Hazen is the question.
I am not certain if I've been to Hazen, though.
So the fellow from Hazen said, yeah, but
yeah,
you're even with your little tax cut thingy, our wages aren't keeping up with the cost of living. So, you know, Donald Trump's evil. I said, well, let's see. Okay, it's been 8 and 10 years. We can look back at and say, what percentage of blame do you give for that to Barack Obama, and what percentage of blame do you give to Donald Trump? I'd say 8 and 2. But how do we get that fixed?
Well, we're digging out of a problem that's been in the making for years. We've had too high taxes on businesses, too high taxes on individuals. Our regulatory burden was bad when Obama got elected, and it was made significantly worse when he left. We are digging out of that hole, and we are getting ourselves in a better position. We've today, the regulatory burden on jobs is lower today than it was when Trump became president. Usually, when the Republicans win, things get worse more slowly, which is progress, I suppose. But now they're actually getting better. And there is an effort by CNBC to use a different consumer price index than the one the Fed recommends. And then if you assume inflation is higher than it actually is, then you say, well, we're not doing that much better. In point of fact, when you use the proper inflation rate for the cost of goods and services, it shows significant growth in real take-home pay and real income that people have. And the average median income is $51,000. So you have two parents, two kids, and you're looking at people saving about $5,000 in tax burden. And it's not... it's not nothing.
Let me ask you this, Grover. I 100% agree with you. Nobody knows this better than you do, and you've done a great job of predicting, what would happen if, and it's happening, and, it's wonderful. But is some of the economic progress we have had being given up for the trade negotiation battle? In other words, if you look at the farm economy right now, it's not the booming economy that's all over. It's a pocket of a very depressed economy in farm country. And that's from a series of, prices and issues that have gone a long time. But then the trade negotiations come and sort of, the growers here feel a pile on. I got about a half a minute. What would you say about that?
Look, there is a problem with having a trade war. The president is trying to get the world's attention to get the trade agreements written better. With Europe, it looks like it's moving in very much in the right direction. We're in a bumpy path right now with Mexico and Canada, although I'm told by the pro-free trade people at the White House that that's looking better. Fights with China will probably continue a little bit, but there is a very real danger. Tariffs are just another word for taxes, and I'm all in favor of arguing with the Chinese to get better trade agreements, but we can also focus on the things that we can do. We can fix our tort reform. We have lousy tort laws where every billionaire, left with billionaire, the lawyers sue everybody and hurt companies. And that's very damaging. We need to fix that. Our taxes are still too high. We need to fix that. Our regulatory burden is crazy. We need to fix that. These are things you don't have to negotiate with the Chinese about. things you have to negotiate with Democrats about.
Much interest in our economic success is...
More after this with Grover Norquist. We'll finish our conversation next. Live from Big Iron today, this is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndieBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments is about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Back at Big Iron. Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. We could talk to him all day. I am going to put up press release they put out recently on North Dakota businesses that have given back because of the tax cut that Grover advocated for. And by the way, also you're getting it another way, like for instance in your power bill. We've learned that as well from utilities that save, especially the investor-owned. So it's pretty significant, and I'll put all that up and just encourage you to follow Grover's work. They do really good work. And plus, he hires North Dakotans, so that's another good plus about him. But Grover, last quick question for you is related to everything you believe in and making our economy better and focusing on that tax cut. Will be better if we have two Republicans in the Senate rather than a split. Are you watching this race out here? What advice would you have for the voters of North Dakota on that race? Can you tell us?
Well, look, North Dakotans can help the entire country's economy because Heidi Heitkamp voted against the pay increase you got when taxes are cut. She voted against the lower utility bills that flow from that tax cut. And if she has her way, if she's elected and we've got a majority of the Democrats in the Senate, there'll never be a reasonable Supreme Court appointee again. And she and the Democrats have said they want to raise taxes, including legislation that's been put forward to increase the tax on buying a gun from 10% federal excise tax to 50%. This is the Democrat agenda, and as soon if you elect Heidi Heitkamp, she votes for a Democrat leader who puts that bill on the floor, and the Democrats are in charge. It will pass.
Grover, thanks. Great to talk to you as always. Look forward to seeing you next trip to Washington, D.C. Love those Wednesday meetings you do. Always appreciate being included in the conversation. I learned so much, so take care. All our best to your North Dakotan on the staff there, John Karch, too, okay?
Absolutely. Send us Kevin Cramer. We can get some lower taxes and focus on free trade, get better exports out there.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Grover. Appreciate you. Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. Hey, Scott Nelson is here. He's from TARP Pros. He sells these all over, and you're a TARP pro, they tell me, Scott. That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you?
Yeah, we're based out of Tower City, North Dakota.
Ah, nice location. You ever go to that Tower City Cafe and have a little pie?
Every day.
Do you really? You're a lucky man. What makes you a TARP pro? So tell folks what's different about what you guys do.
So one of the things we really pride ourselves on is customer satisfaction. That's like our big go-to right there. No matter how far away you are, no matter the issue, give us a call. We'll drop what we're doing. We'll be right out there to fix it and get you right back into the field.
That's great. And is that rare? In other words, do your customers go, wow, the speed I need, I'm not shut down for too long when I buy from TARP Pros. Do you hear a lot of feedback about that?
Yeah, we hear a lot of positive feedback about that. A lot of farmers really appreciate the fact that how fast we can get out to them just to get them back up and running right away.
So if I called you today and said, I need a new TARP, I mean, same deal, quick?
Yep, same thing. Call us, give us the dimensions, and we'll get it made up, heat welded, and sewed right there in our shop.
Wow, how long from that call to that TARP going on?
2 hours at the max, and then it usually takes us about an hour and a half to put it on.
You're kidding me.
No, we get people in and out in our shop as fast as we can.
Wow.
We really pride ourselves on how quick we can do the job and how well we can do it, too.
Right there in Tower City.
Right in the south side of the interstate.
So if somebody says, you sold me, you had me at TARP Pro, how do they get a hold of you?
They can look us on our website or give us a call. We got people at the shop from 6 a.m., usually Hunter Schmeichel's there. He's very good at getting to the shop early, making sure that the doors are open, because he knows how farmers are. Early in the morning, doesn't matter. Give us a call. We'll get to the shop early. If you got to come in late at night, give us a call. We'll go open the shop again for you.
What's that number?
701-252-2440.
Thank you, sir. That's Scott Nelson from TARP Pros out of Tower City. He told us he stands for the flag, too, so that's another reason to buy from this guy, and we just gave him a cover for that, as a matter of fact. Here's our flagpole man on the phone, my man Jim. Oh, we couldn't get Jim. Oh, well, I know what that means. He's underneath a pole going up and putting up another beauty. A lot of the flags you see around, the really monster big flags, Jim maintains those. Meaning, when they're really big, they wear out quick. In fact, Levi Otis was telling me at Ellingson, and if you've seen that big one at Ellingson, just north of Harwood on 29, it's ginormous. It is absolutely one of the biggest, and, the car dealerships sometimes have them as well, which is neat. But so anyway, they wear out quick, and what happens is you send it to him, he gets it re-sewn, well, he gives you a different one to put up. And also, mine one time was in really kind of tough shape. And what Jim did was, I say, I'm going to send you a new one. I'm going to send you a new flag, and then put the one that's worn out in the box, and then I'm going to send it to, I forget, like New Mexico or something. I'm like, why would you send it to New Mexico? He said, well, I found somebody that uses the flags in the burial, cremation of veterans. Tell me who does it better than that. You know, you go to Flippin' Fleet Farm, do you think they do that? They don't do that. They don't. I usually add a flippin' when they don't advertise. Todd, you know how that works? Anyway, I like them. I buy a bolt there every once in a while. So don't buy it at Fleet Farm. Don't buy it at Walmart. Don't buy it at Lowe's. Don't buy it at any big store. Buy it from someone that is going to make sure it lasts. Buy it from someone that is as passionate as you are about the American flag and can put up any flag, any size, any time. And once he sells you the flag, pole, and the whole apparatus, he's not done. He's one of us, folks. Good guy. Doing 100 flagpoles this year. Call him 571-3524. ndflagpoleguy.com.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Haugen Sales invites you to Big Iron in West Fargo Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Talk to Mike about the Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer, your best choice for optimum beef and dairy cow nutrition. Sizes match every ranch, feedlot, or dairy farm. Haugen's for new and used Supreme Vertical Mixer, as well as Meyer feeder boxes and spreaders. In-house financing OAC available. Call Mike at 730-1895. Supreme, built for the long run. Feed your cattle right, and they'll pay you back.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.